CFRA's Mark Sutcliffe is hosting the second annual Leaders for Mental Health Breakfast at Lansdowne Park this morning, getting underway at 7:30. Last year, they raised $525,000 in 1 hour as these community leaders came together, knowing full well that they were going to be, you know, asked to contribute. 400 people attended last year. It's going to be a great event this morning. They're focusing on post-traumatic stress disorder. You've had some experience treating patients with this, Dr. Dworkin.
That's right, Steve. I think what people need to keep in mind with regards to post-traumatic stress disorder is that it does cause a lot of damage. I mean, we just look at some of the news stories you see where people go through these terrible hardships, and many not having the support necessary to try and cope with that. I have people who have been in the military. One person was in Somalia and witnessed a truck blowing up with children in it and can't get the image out of his mind, and it's affecting his life. Another who has resorted to alcohol and drugs as a means of coping because the services and needs of these people, the services are not available to the degree that is required to meet the needs of these people. And so this area is, I think, one significantly underserviced area with regards to mental health. And any research and any contribution that goes to improving these services for people, ordinary people that are out there that are experiencing these hardships, goes a long way to helping them restore their lives.
Including victims of crime who suffer this post-traumatic stress disorder, people who have seen events such as horrific crashes, all of them are impacted in many, many different ways, not just our armed forces, police, and first responders.
Well, and that's correct, and it is underestimated when people think of this, again, in terms of the stigma. There's an attitude sometimes of, well, you know, you'll get over it, or as time passes, it'll become less real or less of an impact, but really, it doesn't go away unless you have the resources available to help people create the tools and have the tools to cope with this.
Well, we're gradually chipping away at that stigma about mental illness. And Daniel Alfredson, good on you. He's the honorary chair of the event and has been such an assist to the mental health advocates in this community with his You Know Who I Am awareness campaign. So good on Daniel for that. Well, thank you, doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.